Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be starting and finishing Mitzvah Hashem Tov Reish Samach Beis and starting Tov Reish Samach Gimel. So we begin with Tov Reish Samach Beis, Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. B'yom Sheni, on the second day of Yontif in Chutz Loretz, Mevarech Al Netilas Lulav. You make the bracha Al Netilas Lulav. V'chei Mechash B'chol Shar Hayomim. You also make this in all the other days of Sukkot. Now, what are we concerned with over here? Technically, Mide Araisa, the bracha and the mitzvah are only outside of the Beis HaMikdash on the first day. So you can't say Asher Kitchon Mitzvah Tzivanu on a Daraisa level, but nevertheless, you can say it on the Rabbanon level, and therefore we do say the bracha on all the other days of Sukkot when we take the Lulav and Esrog, even though it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sifkot Aleph. The Af Agav the Chol Yomim Chutz Min Arayom Rishon Hurak Mid Rabbanon. As I just mentioned, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, with the possible exception of Yerushalayim, as we spoke about previously from the Bikur Yaakov, nevertheless, all of the days are considered midrabanan. Zeichel Mikdash Hayah Hamitzvah Lismach Shom the Mitzvah Hahi Kol Shavas Yamim, because in the Beis HaMikdash they had it for all 7 days, so we do have a zecher to that. Nevertheless, Afilu Hachi Shayach Levarach Alav Elo Ma'ar Tzivanu, we can still make the bracha Sheker Chan Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Tilas Ulav because of the pasuk Midir Siv Elo Sosur Mikol Advar Mashi Yagid Lucha Ugomer, because we should follow what the Rabbanim say, and therefore the Rabbanim commanded us to do this, so you can make the bracha Asher Kitchanu. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Eino Mevarech Zman B'yom Shenish Alalula. We don't make a Shechiyanu. Zman always means Shechiyanu. We don't make a Shechiyanu on the second day of Yontif in Chutz Loretz, Yontif Shenish Ogolius on the Lulav, unless LMK in Chol Yom Rishon Shabbos, unless the first day was Shabbos and we didn't take the Lulav on Shabbos, and therefore now is the first time you're taking the Lulav, you make a Shechiyanu on it. But if you took it the first day, so then you don't make a Shechiyanu on the second day. And the Mishnah will now explain why not. Sivkot and Beis. The Yimar Shach Yotza. Because no matter what, you're already Yotze with the first day's Shechiyanu on the Lulav. Because B'mashom Yom Rishon, you're Yotze Zman Af Imuchol, even if that day wasn't Yontif. Let's say that day was really a weekday. Sveka the Omer, really that was wrong. And today, the second day is really the real day of Yontif. The low gora, it's no worse. Mima shomer zman bishas asiyas halul of the yotza. It technically is no different than if you were to actually say the shechiyanu when you ma'age the lulav, when you put the lulav and esrog together. Technically, just like when you built the sukkah, we said you could go make the shechiyanu. Technically, when you're building the sukkah, when you're done with it, so too when you put the lulav and esrog together, you could technically say the shechiyanu then. So therefore, it's as if you already said the Shechiyanu yesterday, even if it wasn't Yontif. And certainly, if yesterday was Yontif, so then you're Yotzi the Mitzvah. The Lo Domi Le Kiddush, it's different than Kiddush, which we make a Shechiyanu on the second day. Shomer Abilel Shnei Nizman, we do make a Shechiyanu in the Kiddush on the second day, because there, you're doing it for the Yontif. Shos Sohu Bishul Hayom, Velo Bishul HaSukkah. And therefore, if you in fact make a Shechiyanu before the Yontif starts, you have to make a Shechiyanu when it's Yontif. So therefore, that's why we make a Shechiyanu on the second night in Kiddush, but we don't make a Shechiyanu on the Lulav. The Afal Gav, the Gabi Shofar, even though in regards to Shofar, we do make a Shechiyanu on the second day. Minokin Ulomar Zman Afilu B'Yom Sheni. Why is that? Shani Hasim, by Shofar it's different. The Lefomim Yikar Akdusha Hu B'Yom Sheni. Because when it was set up that we had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's because sometimes the first day really wasn't Rosh Hashanah, and the second day really was Rosh Hashanah. K'moshe Kaz Hashem and Simin Tov Reish, as we already previously learned, and therefore that's why we make the Shechiyanu on both days for the Shofar. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, unless if the first day was Shabbos. In that situation, Dos Tzorich Levarich Zman Basheni. In that situation, you do have to go make a Shechiyanu on the second day because you never made it on the first day. Shupam Rishon Shenodl, it's the first time you're taking the Lulav and Esrog. Kivin Shlo Amiro Amaro Barishon, so you didn't make it on the first day. Dishifut number one has the interesting situation. What happens if a person didn't know this din? And he took the Lulav and Esrog on the first day and he makes a Shechiyanu. So then, do you make it on the second day? So the first day was Shabbos. He shouldn't have, but he did. So Shelus Juvas Priya Aretz brings down, you don't make a Shechiyanu on the second day because you technically were Yotzi with the Shechiyanu on the first day, as the Kaf HaChaim explains. Even though you weren't Yotzi the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on the first day because you weren't supposed to go and do that, you call Malkum Kivin Shekvar Berech Shechiyanu, it's no different than if you had made the Shechiyanu when you ma'age the Lulav. However, Ratzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down, Shavuofen Zeh Shenot HaBiyom Rishon Shechol B'Shabbos, Yotzi de Chovas Netilas Lulav in Torah. He says, no, you were technically Yotzi the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. It's not that you were making Shechiyanu when you're binding it. Min HaTorah, you were Yotzi. You're allowed technically Min HaTorah. It's only the rabbis came along and said that Shem Yavirin and Dalet Amos Mishus HaRab, because you're not going to know how to do the Nanum, that you're going to go carry it Dalet Amos, and therefore you're going to be over that carrying the Lulav on Shabbos. And therefore the rabbi says, don't do this. But Min HaDin, you were supposed to do it. And therefore that's why Ratzvi Pesach Fran says you don't make Shechiyanu on the second day, because you actually were Yotzi. Not that you were Ma'age the Lulav, but you actually were Yotzi the Mitzvah Lulav. Mishnah continues, he says, same halach would apply that you can make shachianu even if you weren't nota the lulav until the seventh day. Not a problem. When you take the lulav, that's when you nota it. The mevaruch zman b'shvi, you would make the shachianu on the seventh day when you take it for the first time. Now, the Sharet Zion Oz Dalet, Chofetz Chaim brings down from the Prima Godim. If you were to have taken the lulav on the first day and not made the shachianu, then you don't have the right to make the shachianu anymore. Shuv einu mevarech zman kishenot lo biyom beis. You wouldn't go and make the shachianu now on the second day because it's no longer that it's new to you. So to say, you already did the mitzvah and you fulfilled it, and therefore you would not be able to make the shachianu if you were already taking the lulav and esu without making the shachianu. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, Ube'emes lav rai, he disagrees with the Prima Godim in the Mishnah Sozov, and he says that's not really a good raya. Dilfisha shulchan orich lo mayri ela b'chisa yom echad shlo netolo d'mevaruch zman b'sheni. Says if you didn't take it the first day, then you're allowed to go and make the shachion on the second day. The kamash ulon, the chiddush is, du adin chiser shishomim d'mevaruch zman b'sheni. The same thing would apply if you didn't take it all 6 days, you can make the shachion on the seventh day. V'chenisa b'lavush behedya, that he says, zelu shono, misha shachach l'var shachion b'yom echad yevarech b'yomim acherim. So there are those that disagree with this Prima Godim and Ayin and the rest of this Sharat Zion. In the issue footnote number 3, he has an interesting discussion in the second paragraph. He brings down from the Shelis Chuz Loris Nosan, Shenochon Shebofen Zeh Shiyotzi Atzmi Sofek. If you want to get around this question over here, do you not make a Shechianu? He says, Yikach Pri Chodosh, Obegid Chodosh, V'yivarech Olav. Go and take a new garment or a new fruit and make the Shechianu. Should be also in mind having on the new garment and the new fruit as well as the mitzvah of Sukkah if you possibly can. But he says, in Elo Pri Chodosh, then you can still make a shechianu, even though you took the lulav and esrog earlier. We don't paskin like that Prima Godim. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Motziim Shnei Svarim, on the second day of Sukkot, we take out two Sifrei Torah, in Yom Tosheni Shogolius, the Korim Ben Parisho Shenikru Asmo. We read the same Shor Chesiv ways, and we read the exact same Maftir as well. But the Haftorah, Umaftir B'Melochim, we read a different Haftorah, we read from Melochim, and the Baragola, as we brought down yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, because this is also related to Sukkos, that what we read from Melochim Aleph, dealing with the Beis Hamikdash. And we read, Vayikalu, and we read, Ad Botzio Osam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Haftorah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalet tells us, Im Hischil B'Maftir Min Bayom Hasheni, if by the Maftir you start off Bayom Hasheni, instead of starting from Lechamisha Soyom, Afa Pishu Goma Uberach, even though you finished reading the entire Maftir, Chachzor V'yikri, you have to go back and read it, Min Lechamisha Sor, Bibrach Lefaneh Ulachre, and you make a bracha before and then afterwards, albeit in the issue foot number 5, he reminds us of the din that we learned yesterday, that technically it's not Uvachamisha also that's critical. If you started from the second pasuk, that would be fine, but the idea is that you have to go and read the right Maftir. If you read the wrong Maftir, then you're not Yotze. This concludes this short but beautiful Simon Tofresh Samach Beis, and then we start Tofresh Samach Gimel, which deals with the way we daven on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. B'Chol HaMoed Motzin Sefer Torah, we take out a Sefer Torah every day of Chol HaMoed and we lay in. The Korim Bo Arba, and we have 4 Aliyos, it has to be more than a regular weekday of 3 Aliyos to demonstrate that we don't do Melacha on Chol HaMoed in the normal way. So we take out 4 Sefer, 4 Aliyos, B'Korbanos HaChag, Sheva Parashas Pinchas, and we read the Melaning from Parashas Pinchas, which deals with the Korbanos that are brought on Sukkos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkon Aleph, the Omer Chatzikadish Acharavi, and the Chatzikadish said after the 4th Aliyah, it's not a Maftir that you say it after 3 Aliyos and then the 4th is Maftir, no, it's 4 Aliyos and you say the Chatzikadish after that. Now, what is the laning? So the Mechaber tells us, Uvayom HaRishon Shel Chol HaMoed, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Sukkos, so Korei Kohen Uvayom HaSheni, so the Kohen starts reading from Uvayom HaSheni, even though it's really the third day, but because of Sveikah the Yomah, we start from Uvayom HaSheni, the Levi Uvayom HaShlishi, the Levi reads Uvayom HaShlishi, and now, according to the Mechaber, which is not how we paskin, the Yisrael Chosev Korei Uvayom HaShlishi, and then the third Aliyah, the Yisrael, he reads again Uvayom HaShlishi. That's not the way we do it, as we'll see in the Ramah in a moment. Varavi, Kare, Sveika the Yoma, Uvayom HaSheni, Uvayom HaShlishi. And the fourth person getting Aliyah reads the second and third days, which is the Sveika the Yoma on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz. And you follow along this pattern every other day. On the second day of Chol HaMoed, which is potentially the third or the fourth day, so the first Aliyah will read Uvayom HaShlishi, the second Aliyah will read Uvayom HaRavi, and then according to the Mechaber, the third Aliyah would go and repeat and say the same exact thing as the second Aliyah, Bayom HaRavi, on the second day of Chol HaMoed. And then the last one would be the Sveik of the Yoma, which would be in the situation here, it would be, is it the third day or the fourth day, Rebbe Yom Shlishi, where it. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Beis, below Svir Leikideh Shnia, the Mechaber doesn't hold like the opinion that we'll read in a moment in the Ramah, Shikra B'Yom Revi, that the third Aliyah reads continuing on the first day of Chol HaMoed, B'Yom Revi. First Aliyah read B'Yom HaSheni, second Aliyah reads B'Yom HaShlishi, and the Ramah is going to say, the third Aliyah reads B'Yom Ravi, but that's not what the Mechaber holds. The Mechaber says he repeats B'Yom HaShlishi. Ki Shalom Yon Shoyom. The Mechaber's reasoning is because Yom Ravi has nothing to do with this. Certainly it's not Sveik of the Yom for the fourth day. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, it's Sveik of the Yom. Is it the second day of Sukkot or the third day of Sukkot? So it's not the fourth day, so the Mechaber says, don't read B'Yom Ravi. Shim Timnam Yom Rishon Shoyom Tov Hu Yom HaShlishi, because even if you start from the first day of Yom Tov, it's only at the most, it's the third day. And it really was a mistake, and Yom Tov really started on the second day, Yom Sheni. So therefore, according to Mechaber, there's no reason to read by Yom HaRevi. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, in Sivkot and Gimel, that since it's Sveik of the Yoma, so the last person reads Sheni or Shlishi. But as we pointed out many times already, on the second day of Yom Tov, Af the Anu Osin Osoli Yom Tov Gam Ke Mishum Sveik of the Yoma, even though it's technically Sveik of the Yoma, really the first day of Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, Enkorim Bayom Bo Ubayom Hasheni. We don't read on the second day of Yom Hasheni because that would be Gnai Likros Yom Tov Sveik Chol, because then you'd be basically saying that it's not really Yom Tov, and that would be a Gnai for the Yom Tov. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah, however, tells us that the first two read Sveik HaDiyoma. So the first one, for example, the first day of Chol HaMoed would read B'Yom HaSheni. The second one, Levi, would read B'Yom HaShlishi. And then, Vashlishi Kore B'Yom Mocharas Revi, to continue in the pattern, not like the Mechaber said that since the fourth day has nothing to do with anything, don't read the fourth day. So the Shlishi, according to the Ramah, which is how we paskin, the Shlishi Kore B'Yom HaMocharas, he reads the fourth day. The HaRevi, Chosev HaKore, Kol Sveik HaDiyoma. And the fourth Aliyah reads the Sveik HaDiyoma, which is second or third day on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz Laretz. Tainu Mashakor, Ushtayim Rishon, reading what the first two read, and that will continue every single day as well. V'chein Anu Nogim, and the Ramah says this is the way we paskin. V'yom HaShvi, on the seventh day, HaKoin Kore B'Yom HaChamishi, on the seventh day, when the person who would be reading then, the third Aliyah would then read about the eighth day, because on the seventh day it's a Sveik HaDiyoma 6 or 7, so then the last person would be the eighth day. Now the eighth day is already Shemini Atzeres, so we don't want to read that, so therefore on the seventh day we start off, which is not Sveik HaDiyoma, Levi B'Yom HaShishi, Yisrael B'Yom HaShvi, and then the last person reads the Sveik HaDiyoma of Arvi, Kore B'Yom HaShishi U'B'Yom HaShvi, he reads the Sveik HaDiyoma 6th or 7th day, V'chein Anunogim, he brings down the name of Rashi, and the name of the Reim, and the Revile, and the Minhagim, and this is the way we in fact paskin according to the Ramah. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Dalet, he says, Vim Kora Halevi B'Yom HaShlishi U'V'Yom HaRevi, if in fact the Levi read the wrong Aliyah for the call of Levi, instead of reading just B'Yom HaShlishi, he also read B'Yom HaShlishi and he read B'Yom HaRevi, so then, Yikari LaShlishi B'Yom HaChamishi, then according to the Ramah, you continue in this passion and you read B'Yom HaChamishi, even though it has nothing to do with anything, V'Arevi Yikra B'Yom HaSheni B'Yom HaShlishi, then the fourth person again reads the Sveik of the Yom. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey, where he writes, Ein Le'el and Simon Kuf Lam and Zayin B'Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yudal, some details there about Sveik HaDiyoma. And Dirshu Foot number 2 brings down a lot of those details, Ayin Sham. Then we go to Sivkot and Vav. The Arvi, on a normal day, the fourth person reads the Sveik HaDiyoma, and on the last day, he also reads the Sveik HaDiyoma as well, which is Yom HaShvi, Yom HaShvi. V'chein Mitzvilas B'Korbanos HaMusafim. Likewise, when you daven Musaf, you also read Sveik HaDiyoma, and in Chutz Laretz, when you bring reading the Karbanos of Musaf, the Chol HaMoed, Maskirim Gamkin Sveik HaDiyoma, you read both days that it could be the second day, the third day, fourth day, etc. In other words, Ayinu B'Yom Rishon, the Chol HaMoed, Omrim of Yom HaSheni, Par Mishnei Musaf HaGomer, Yom HaShlishi, Par Mishnei Musaf HaGomer. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you read, is it day 2? Possibly. Is it day 3? Possibly. So you read both of them. And if you want to make sure that you don't make a mistake, the only way is to remember is La'olam HaParim Vayom, if you count up the number of Parim. Plus, the day of Sukkot that it is, it's going to add up to be 14, because we start off with 13 parim on the first day, so it's going to be 14. On the second day, when there were only 12 parim, but it's the second day, it's going to add up to 14, etc. Vayom v'yachreim arba asar. This brought down from the Torah. V'tzarach lomar umin chasam, we say umin chasam in iskehem, we say that twice. We say that for the second day and for the third day. V'yom hasheni l'yom hashlishi. V'chem chol yom tzarach lomar umin chasam al kol yom ifnei atzmo. You say for each day by itself. Not once afterwards for both of them. Udlo katoin shein omrim rak pam achas umin chosam. Like the people that make a mistake and say that you only do it one time. Ubimusav b'chol and on Musaf, on a weekday, you'd say Es Musaf, because it's only that Musaf for that day of Chol HaMoed. B'Shabbos, when it's Chol HaMoed Shabbos, Musafei. He brings up the Prima Gadim, you say Musafei, because it's a Musaf for Chol HaMoed, as well as a Musaf for Shabbos. Then he tells us a listing of the Hoshanas. Say the Hoshanas. He doesn't give us the reason. He says, at the end of this Mishnah Berurah, he says, in the Sefer Matzah Zashach, he goes through all the reasoning, so we'll just read this Mishnah Berurah, they're telling us the list of the Hoshanas are. So he says, B'Shnei Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, we read, L'man HaMitcha, Evin Shasiya. Those are the first 2 days. Of Chol HaMoed, we start reading Erech Shui, Kelim Oshos, Adon Moshiach, and on Shabbos, Om Nitzura. V'imchol Yom Rishon, the Sukkot of Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, Om Rebbe Yom Sheni, Lamana Mitoch, V'yom Rishon, the Chol HaMoed, Erech Shui, V'yom Sheni, the Chol HaMoed, Evin Shasiya. Again, this is just reading through what is the common custom to say on those days. V'yom Shlishi, the Chol HaMoed, Kelim Oshos, V'yom Rvi, the Chol HaMoed, Adon Moshiach, V'om Anichoma, Nitche Legamri. And then you don't read at all Om Anichoma. V'imchol Yom HaShishi B'Shabbos, the 6 days on Shabbos, Oz Omrim Alzeh HaSeder. You go to the following Seder, Lamana Mitoch, Evin Shasiya, Erech Shui, Om Anichoma, Kelim Oshos, and Om Nitzura, and Hapiot Adon Moshiach Nitche. That's not read. But Talmazeh HaSeder, the reason why we do all of these different orders is Ayin in the Matzitz Shekel. Look at the Matzitz Shekel, and he can tell you why. Finally, go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Over Eretz Yisrael, she ain't shom sveik of the yoma. In Eretz Yisrael, there's of course no sveik of the yoma. Ain korim chol yom ela korban hayom bavad. You'll just read that korban for that day. Ki yom sheni who rishon lecholo shemoyed, because the second day is the first day of cholo shemoyed. So you just read everybody the same aliyah over 4 times. Kori korim yom sheni vashlishi holim achra of all 3 people to read after him. Also read chosiv korim also parshatzu. So you're going to read 4 times in a row by yom sheni." And then the 3rd day of Sukkot, 2nd day of Chol HaMoed, everybody reads by Yom HaShlishi 4 times. That is the way that they do it in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak Hashem, we should all be zolche to go and be there and hear the laning, the same laning 4 times each day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. With this, we conclude today's shir.